An estimated 640,000 hunters are expected to be out in the woods across Wisconsin today as the state opens the annual 9-day gun deer hunting season. They should have plenty of opportunities as well. Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist Mark Randall says the state's deer herd is between 1.5 to 1.7 million. He says if management goals are met, that population should be about a 500,000 deer lower.
If all our deer management units, which we have about 130-some deer management units in the state of Wisconsin, if all of them were at goal, we should only be having a fall population estimate of about 1.1 to 1.2 million deer.
The DNR is hoping for a safe hunt. The agency's Greg Matthews says 7 people were injured by gunfire last year and 3 were killed.
If you compare the figures, say, to 70 years ago, it's just astounding. It would not be unusual, like in the 20s, for maybe 100,000 people to be out there shooting deer and 25 get shot and killed. If that happened in 2008, there'd be a hue and a cry, as we know. So it's a relatively safe sport.
Matthews credits increases in safety to mandatory hunter courses and the blaze orange garb they're required to wear. As hunters are out searching for deer, the state is also conducting a hunt of its own. The State Division of Public Health, the UW-Madison, and others will be checking deer for the tiny deer tick at select registration sites in the eastern half of the state. The deer tick can spread Lyme disease, which Madison doctor Jim Porter says can be pretty serious.
We'll often get flu-like symptoms, particularly with a stiff neck and headache, and that goes on for a couple of weeks. Other symptoms that are much less common are the Bell's palsy, which is a weakness of the face. So all these symptoms I'm talking about occur in the first 3 to 4 weeks after the bite.
Lyme disease used to be fatal, but now there's a cure. Still, Porter says you don't want it. Andrew Backett, Wisconsin Radio Network.